It was supposed to come out around December 31st, which was yesterday, instead of its usual October 1st date, because they revamped it this year. They tried to simplify it to help more people be able to get through the form to get financial aid for college. And they also revamped the formulas that calculate the financial aid to try to make it so that more middle and low income people could get money for school. By doing this, they had to take a lot of time to restructure and reformulate their programs. And so that delayed the launch to December 31st or around December 31st. So that's about 3 months later than usual. And people were really anticipating this because some colleges have deadlines as early as mid-January for this. So this has really kind of compressed the whole timeline for people to get financial aid.
Mandura, what's changed? I saw in your article 108 questions are now down to 36. How in the world was the government able to do that?
Part of this was they were going to try to connect the tax forms to the financial aid, so some of this would be automatically populated for people. So that was really helpful. And they just wanted to make it a lot easier. They also asked fewer questions and require fewer details. That's supposed to all be very helpful. And it probably will be if people could access the forms. So they were supposed to have this soft launch where they were going to launch it. It would be available periodically if people tried to log in. But it turns out that a lot of people haven't been able to log in. Actually, most people probably haven't been able to log in, and it's been down. So a lot of people are still panicked. I've actually gotten some emails already where they're saying their kids' form is due January 15th. They haven't been able to log in. People have stayed up all night to keep trying periodically, and they still haven't been able to get in. So I think that even though people are panicked, people should kind of take a deep breath. They have to remember that the schools are also aware of this problem. And although no schools that I know of have moved out their dates for when the forms are due, they are aware of the problem, and there has been precedent where they have moved out the dates, like during the pandemic. So we'll have to just kind of wait and see. Don't stress out yet, but my recommendation is to get everything you need in order, so when you do get in, everything is right there and it's done correctly the first time.